兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall study the word together.
今天晚上用我所显召的当听我言做题目来谈谈神对我们的提醒。
This evening, I would like to share with you, listen to me, all my call to be a reminder for all of us.
以赛亚书从四十章到四十八章呢，这是第二大段的第一个段落。
And Isaiah chapter 40 to 48 is the second section.
第二个大段的第一个 section.
The second
part
and then the first section.
因为四十八章它基本上好像下了一个结论。
Because chapter 48 is like a conclusion.
那个结论就是二十二节说恶人必不得平安。
And in verse 22, it says that there is no peace for the wicked.
所以如果想要得平安的绝对不能够是神眼中的恶人。
So if we want to obtain peace, we definitely should not be the wicked person in the eyes of God.
神这样说的话绝对是实现的。
So whatever God says, it will happen.
那所以我们现在进一步的要知道什么叫做恶人。
So furthermore, we need to know what is a wicked person.
恶人不见得是在社会上法律犯禁作奸犯科的那些让人很讨厌的人。
The wicked doesn't only means those who are the criminals or committed crime in the world.
这个恶人是从神的眼光来看的。
Is about in the eyes of God.
那这些恶人应该就是不敬畏神不听从神话的人。
And those who are wicked are those who do not fear God and do not obey His commandments.
所以这一句结论呢，它让我们看到了神，他其实，在对百姓的安慰的同时，他也给他们警告。
So here it's other than bringing comfort to the people, it also gives a warning to the people.
因为从以赛亚书的第二部分，就是从四十章到六十六章呢，他基本上是在谈神对百姓的安慰。
And in Isaiah 40 to 66, the second part, it generally gives comfort to the people of Israel.
这是在讲到神给人的救恩。
It talks about the salvation of God to men.
那因为一开第一部分在讲神他对所爱的民的审判。
Because the first part talks more about the judgment of the people.
那接下去他又谈到安慰，也就是说谈到神的恩惠。
And then later on, it brings forth comfort.
那在四十到四十八章的这一个第一个段落里面呢，他就谈到神救赎。
And this first section of the second part, for chapter 40 to 48, it mention about the salvation.
这个神的救赎就是神会先提到这个神要兴起他的仆人。
And it also talks about how God will bring forth His servant.
那这个仆人呢，就是神所用的。
And this servant is used by God.
所以从四十章开始呢，我们就看到那个在旷野有声音呼喊。
So in chapter 40, it mentioned about a voice coming out in the wilderness.
要为神预备道路。
He will prepare the way for the Lord.
然后我们看到有一个被神兴起的人。
So there's one that is brought forth by God.
那这个历史上的人物其实所讲的就是后来的古列王。
So it actually talks about the King Cyrus.
那这个波斯王古列是一百多年之后才出现的人物。
So this is a person that appeared 100 years after.
但是神已经指名道姓这个人神兴起，神赐给他权柄，神让他来完成神所定的计划。
And here it tells us that God gives him authority and let him accomplish his will. His plan.
啊，所以就一直在提到这个神的仆人呢，他能够做神喜悦的事。
So when it mentioned here the servant of God, he is who doing what is pleasing to him.
那他会很愿意听从神的命令。
He would be one who is willing to listen to the voice of God.
那这个人呢，神就引导他的路，啊，带领他到神要他做事的地方去，然后就非常顺利。
And God keeps guiding him and leading him towards where he should go, and it will be very smooth.
啊，所以在这一段里面谈到神的救赎里面，啊，他就啊，其实这当中每一段的信息里面都包含着神给他们的警告，神啊给他们的应许。
So, in this message of God, it keeps bringing forth the warning and the reminder to the people.
还有他的应许，神的应许。
And His promise.
那这个应许都是指向救恩的。
And all these promises is geared toward the salvation.
哦，所以在以赛亚书里面呢，我们可以看到这个神的仆人这个角色不断的被提到。
So we can see in Isaiah, it keeps talks about the role of a servant.
这个仆人有可能是啊以色列选民。
The servant can be the Israelites.
有可能就是被神兴起的外邦的这个像古列王这个外邦人。
It can even be a foreign king, Kyrus.
那更指的是将来要出现的救主耶稣基督。
It can also refers to the Lord Christ in the future.
那这个仆人也可能指的先知以赛亚。
It can also refer to Isaiah the prophet.
当时候就是神的口，神用的，啊，这个人呢要传达神的信息。
And this person shall bring forth from his mouth the message of God.
那所以我们在读圣经的时候，我们如果看上下文，我们就可以大概看出，啊，这个仆人是指的谁。
And if we look at the Bible as a whole, then we can see who this servant is.
我们要看上下文的 context.
We have to look at the context.
然后我们就能够判定这个经文里面所讲的这个仆人是指的哪一个人说的。
Then we shall know exactly who this servant be.
我们现在看四十六章的第三节。
Let's refer to 46 of Isaiah, verse 3.
以赛亚书四十六章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 46, verse 3.
雅各家、以色列家、一切余剩的，要听我言。你们自从生下就蒙我宝宝。自从出胎便蒙我怀揣。
Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb.
第四节说，直到你们年老，我能这样子，啊，直到你们发白，我能怀揣，我已造作也必宝宝，啊，我必怀抱也必拯救。
Verse 4, even to your old age I am he, and even to gray hairs I will carry you,I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you.
那这个是神向这些他的选民余剩的人在呼吁，要听他所讲的话。他现在要宣告他的信息。
Here God is proclaiming to the remnants of the house of Israel to listen to God.
那这是在说明神他是愿意来担负我们每一个人重担的神。
This is to tell us that God is willing to carry our burden.
这位神是很特别的。
This God is very special.
真神跟假神的分别在哪里呢？
And what is the difference between the true God and false gods?
真神是把我们生下来，又把我们抱在怀里，爱我们，那又为我们引领我们走路，很轻省的这位创造的主宰真神。
The true God is one who created us, and He has made us, and He will bear our burdens.
那而且他的爱是从年幼到年老永不改变的。
And His love will stretch from the young until we're old.
哦，我们人的爱有时候会改变呢。
Even the human love will change.
父母亲对儿女的爱，有时候也会随着儿女的表现就会有差别的。
And the love of the parents towards the children will change over time.
我们也许都会觉得说，我的父母亲比较爱哪一位，我的兄弟姐妹。
And sometimes we'll question whether our parents love me or my siblings more.
就是如果这个家里面孩子很多的，在中间那个也许哪一个就觉得说父母亲不爱他，但其实这是他的感受，也许父母亲很爱每一个孩子。
Especially when you have a lot of siblings, and the one in the middle will always question whether he or she is loved by his or her parents.
那也说明说我们人的爱啊，没办法完美的让每一个人都非常的满足了。
That means we as humans we are unable to truly love as a whole.
但是神不会这样子。
But God will not be so.
神的爱不会因着我们年纪增长，我们连幼或年老有差别，都一样的。
God will not love us more or less because of our age.
他就一直强调说他是造作我们的，他是把我们抱在怀中的、啊、这位慈爱的主。
He emphasized that he has made us and he will bear us and carry us.
这个是真神。
This is the true God.
拥有丰富的爱。
He has abundant love.
永不变的。
He will never change.
但是如果看第一节第二节呢
？But if we look at verse 1 and 2,
这个假神就不一样了。
The false gods are different.
你看第一节说比勒屈身尼波弯腰巴比伦的偶像堕在兽和牲畜上他们所抬的如今成了重驼使牲畜疲乏
Verse 1 Baal bows down Nebo stoops Their idols were on the beasts and on the cattle Your carriages were heavy loaded A burden to the weary beast
第二节说都一从弯腰屈身不能保全重头自己倒被掳去了
Verse 2, they stoop, they bow down together, they could not deliver the burden, but have themselves gone into captivity.
这里讲的这个比勒啊，尼波啊，这个都是巴比伦他们所拜的偶像的名字、啊。
Here it mentioned Baal and Nebo, these are the names of the idols in Babylon.
有人说这个比勒就是那个巴利啊，在巴比伦的另外一个名字、啊。
Some people say that this Baal actually is the same as the Baal.
好那所以我们在、英文翻译、中文翻译的时候就把它翻成比勒了 不是巴利了
But it's a little bit different when they translated it
但其实这个就是巴比伦的偶像
But these are the idols of Babylon
那这些偶像你看它成为一种重担
So these idols actually have been heavy loaded
它不会自己走它需要 用牲畜抬着
They could not walk themselves so they have to be carried
那抬到最后那个牲畜都很疲乏站不动了
So it became a burden to the weary beast.
啊，到最后自己还被掳去了。
And then at the end, they themselves gone into captivity.
所以假神，他基本上没有办法让我们啊得到任何帮助。
So the false gods cannot help humans.
反过来是成为我们的重担。
On the other hand, it became a burden to us.
真的是带给人，你看，包括牲畜都是一个担子。
It brings a burden to beasts and humans.
所以今天如果我们现在也看到我们在拜假神的人，你看多辛苦。
So if you look at those people who worship false gods, it's very burdensome.
我们今天很多都是从小在教会长大的人，我们一出生就是在这个恩典里面很轻松。
And most of us are born in the church, so we are very we are not burdened at all.
但是如果我们经历过那个从不信到信，本来在拜外邦偶像的，那大家。然后转变成来拜这位独一真神的，那个差别是真的是天差地别。
But if we experience when we are non-believers and worship all the foreign gods and then come into true God, then we can see the big difference.
哦，所以你看我们今天拜到真神的人啊，我们会感受到神给我们的爱。
So today, if we actually worship the true God, we can experience His love.
他像一个很慈爱的父亲。要他的儿女说：“你注意听我所说的话。”
He's a merciful heavenly father and is willing to listen to us.
他强调说他是独一的。
And he emphasized that he's the only one.
所以第九节你看
，Verse 9 says，
你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神，并无别神。我是神，没有再没有能比我的。
Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me.
那所以这位神是独一无二的。
So here, the true God is only one.
这是神他不断重复的宣告，特别在以赛亚书这一段里面，从40章到第48章里。
So especially in chapter 40 to 48, this is something that God keeps emphasizing repeatedly.
你可以去算，在这一段里面，神这样一个信息讲过几次。
We can actually count how many times He has proclaimed this.
他不但是独一的
，He's not only just one.
他也是。创造的主，人间所有的一切都是他所安排的。
And he is the master and master of the heavenly and earth, and he controls everything.
他永远是现在， 在他没有所谓时间的问题。
And in him is always present. There's no time limit.
所以他从最初就已经告诉我们以后会发生的事情。
So even from the beginning, he can tell us what will happen in the future.
他的旨意绝对是会实现的。
And his will become true.、
哦、所以第十节说，我从起初就指明末后的事，我从古时就言明未成的事。
So in verse 10 it says, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things that are not yet done.
因为在以赛亚书里面一直提到神的神、透过先知所讲的预言。
Because here it always records about the prophecy passed by through the prophets.
那这个预言有很可能是一两百年之后发生的事。
And these prophecies may only come true after 100 or 200 years later.
这个预言有可能是几千年后发生的事情。
It may even become true only after 1,000 years later.
这个预言甚至讲到我们人类最终那一日末日的时候。
And it can actually refer to or prophesy about things in the end time.
所以这位神能够告诉我们、他让我们知道他的旨意，他要我们准备以后会发生的事情。
So this God is telling us His will, and He wants us to be prepared what will happen later.
这是为什么说今天我们如果拜神的人，我们会得到智慧。
That's why if we worship the true God, we shall receive wisdom.
什么叫做有智慧的人
？So what is meant by wise man?
就是有眼光的。
Meaning we have the far eyesight.
他可以站在现在这个时间点，看到以后会发生的事。
We can stand at this point of time and see the future.
所以你看那个 会创新的人
so those who are very innovative,
他们就是看到现在有的科技，他就可以去看到以后会有什么趋势，这样的人就是可以创造、潮流的人。
And those people can actually see the science and technologies of today and then to see which direction they will head inAnd then we'll innovate something new.
所以通常这个有眼光、有智慧的人，他们会如果会懂得做生意，就创造很多利润，就拥有很巨大的财富。
So those wise people will have this farsightedness and be able to create something new and then make a lot of profits.
你看今天这些有些人呢、他只是一个发明啊，他一个看到一个事情可以应用在商业上，他就变成富翁了。
And if someone can make something new that is being used in the industry, then he will become rich.
因为他有眼光。
Because he has the far sight.
他知道这个事情，这个东西可以怎么被应用。
He knows that this thing can be used.
今天我们敬拜神的人。
Today we who worship God.
我们真的也可以有眼光。
We also can have far sight.
但是我们的目标不是要得到这个世上的财富。
But our purpose is not to earn the riches in this world.
而是知道说这个世界有一天结束。
But we should know that one day this world will end.
当这一切都要被烈火焚烧的时候。
And when this world is going to be burned to burn down.
我们知道那个时候我们会在哪里，我们要怎么去面对这个每个人能够逃脱的末日的审判。
We need to know where we shall stand at that time and to face the judgment at the end.
因为神已经告诉我们了。
Because God already told us.
这位天地的主宰，他把以后要发生的事事先透过他的先知让我们知道了。
Because this master of heavens and earth already told us through his prophets.
所以神说，我筹算的必立定，完我所喜悦的我必成就。
That's why he says that.
第十节。
He said that his counsel shall stand and he will do it at his pleasure.
哦，所以我们你看神，你看他告诉我们末后会发生的事情，
and
讲得很清楚的。
God already told us what will happen at the end.
那可是有人就是不相信神。
But there are still people who do not believe.
不相信的人呢，他就把神的话当作耳边风了。
And those who do not believe will just take it easily.
就是不会把神所讲的话当真呢。
They do not treat God's word as true.
所以他们就成为是心中顽梗悖逆的。
So those people are those who are stubborn-hearted and rebellious.
那其实这里在讲这个神的百姓。
So here actually it refers to the people of God.
所以这个拒绝听神的话的人不是这外邦人。
Those who refuse the word of God is not the Gentiles.
而是神的选民。
But the people of the chosen people.
可是这些选民是 好多代的。
And these chosen people were of many generations.
从他们的祖先亚伯拉罕一直传到以撒那个时代。
Since the ancestors Abraham until the generation of Isaiah.
已经差不多一千年了。
It's been thousands of years.
你看多少代了。
How many generations have passed?
这些神所选召的人，最后成为心中完全悖逆的。
And those chosen people of God, at the end, they have turned into rebellious.
他们离开了神，就离开了神的慈爱，离开神的公义。
And they have departed from the love of God and the righteousness of God.
所以第十二节说
，So in verse 12 it says,
你们这些心中顽梗、远离公义的，当听我言。
Listen to me, you stubborn-hearted. And
哦，所以。这个现在神要这些不愿意听他的话的人，现在要注意听他所讲的。
So God wants these stubborn-hearted people to listen to Him.
这是神他讲到他的审判，他的公义啊会实现。
Because He said that His righteousness shall
十三节说
，and salvation shall come.
我使我的公义临近，必不远离；我的救恩必不迟延。我要为以色列我的荣耀在锡安施行救恩。
Verse 13, I bring my righteousness near, it shall not be far off. My salvation shall not linger, and I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory.
哦，所以这些顽梗悖逆远离公义的呢，啊，其实最后一定会遭受神的刑罚的。
So those people who are stubborn-hearted and far from righteousness shall at the end be judged.
既然神所筹算的一定要成就的话，
Since the whatever has been spoken by God will come true.
那这个不愿意听神的话啊，违反神命令的，最后一定会啊遭受神所说的这个审判。
Those who refuse the word of God and disobey Him shall be punished at the end.
但是那些愿意听神的话的啊，一定能够经历神的拯救。
But those who are willing to listen to His word will be saved.
哦，所以。我们看到神他这样对他的百姓这样子呼吁。
So we see that how God is calling upon His people.
是出于他的爱，所以要他们注意听。
It's out of His love that He wants them to listen.
神的用意实际上是要施行救恩的。
God's will is to exercise salvation.
他兴起这些外邦的国度来攻打他们，实际上是要他们回转，不是要把他们毁灭。
He has made the foreign nation to attack them is to not to destroy them but to make them return.
所以从第四十七章开始，现在就开始讲这个巴比伦呢，其实神也是要刑罚的。
So in chapter 47, it mentioned about Babylon shall be punished.
哦，因为四十六章、四十七章呢，讲到这个巴比伦。
Because 46 and 47 recorded about Babylon.
那这个就是神。神所用的工具。
And this Babylon is a tool used by God.
那神呢，现在要跟他们算账了。
And now he's going to make an account of them.
这些被神所用的外邦的这些加勒底人呢，哇，现在心中高傲起来。
And these Chaldeans of the Gentile land, they have become proud.
你看。第五节啊，四十七章第五节
，Chapter 47 verse 5。
啊，加勒底的闺女啊，你要静默啊，默然静坐，进入暗中，因为你不再称为列国的祖母。
Verse 5, sit in silence and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no longer be called the lady of kingdoms.
第六节说，我向我的百姓发怒，使我的产业被亵渎，将他们交在你手中。你毫不怜悯他们，把集中的恶加在老年人身上。
Verse 6, I was angry with my people. I have profaned my inheritance and given them into your hand. You showed them no mercy. On the elderly, you laid your yoke very heavily.
这个就是人高傲的心所表现出来的结果。
This is the result of those who have become proud.
他们被神所用，他们就觉得他们自己很厉害。
When they have been used by God, they thought they are very powerful.
所以他们并没有按照神的旨意在做事。
So they have not do things according to God's will.
神把这个他的选民交给这个外邦的国度巴比伦王。
When God put the people of God into the hands of Babylon.
但是他们毫不怜悯。
But they have not shown mercy.
他们要把它毁，彻底毁灭。
They want to destroy them totally.
所以现在神要找他们算账。
So God is making accountable of them.
那现在神他也对这些人讲话。
So now God also talks to these people.
所以第八节。
Verse 8.
你这个专好宴乐、安然居住的，现在当听这话。你心中说，唯有我，除我以外再没有别的，我必不致寡居，也不遭上主之事。
Therefore, hear this now, you who are given to pleasures, who dwell securely, who say in your heart, I am, and there's no one else besides me. I shall not sit as a widow, nor shall I know the loss of children.
这个就在讲这个狂傲的人哦，他们自己以为是神。
So it tells us about these arrogant people. They thought they're God themselves.
他们认为说一些不幸的事情啊，寡居丧子这些事情啊。使丈夫使孩子的事情不会临到他们。
So they think that they will not become widow or be having loss of children.
也就是说，他们一直都能够得胜。
Meaning they will be victorious all the time.
患难跟他们没有关系。
That afflictions and troubles will not come to them.
神要他们说，你注意听。
But then God told them to listen.
这些灾难马上就临到你们了，一日之间就来到。
All these tribulations shall come in one day.
哦，所以我们现在看跳过去看第十节。
Let's skip to verse 10.
你素来倚仗自己的恶行，说无人看见我，你的智慧聪明使你偏斜，并且你心里说，唯有我，除我以外再没有别的。
Verse 10. For you have trusted in your wickedness, you have said, No one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge have warped you, and you have said in your heart, I am, and there's no one else besides me.
你看这个唯有我，除我以外再没有别的，这个是用神在宣告的那个口气来应用在人自己的身上。
And when they say I am, there's no one besides me, it's like as if they're God themselves.
这是在四十四章、四十五章一再重复出现神的宣告：唯有我，除我以外没有别的。
And this saying that there's no one else besides me is repeatedly mentioned in 44 and 45.
所以这些骄傲的人也会，魔鬼会用这样一个话。
So the devil will also make use of these people to say such thing.
那这个就是人内心的骄傲。
This is the pride of man.
所以这里特别提到说，有时候人自以为有聪明的，会让人的心偏斜，就是自以为像神一样了不起。
So those people who think they're wise, and then they will actually deviate from where they are.
所以神对着谁讲话？神对哪些人讲话
？So who did God talk to?
神对所有的人讲。
God is telling everyone.
哦，所以这个就是说明他就是天地的主宰。
Because he is the master of heaven and earth.
他现在对这些心中高傲的，他这些是甚至是被神所兴起的用人，神的仆人。
And these people are actually being brought forth by God as a servant.
但是他们却心中骄傲。
But they have become proud in their hearts.
神要他们注意听。
So God also wants them to listen.
这是他的审判。
This is his judgment.
所以第十一节就说，祸患就要临到你身上了。
So verse 11 says, therefore evil shall come upon you.
你不知道何时会发现灾害落在你的身上，你也不能够除掉，所不知道的毁灭就忽然临到你了。
You shall not know from where it arises, and trouble shall fall upon you. You will not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon you suddenly.
所以这个就是这位天地的主宰他要世人注意听他所讲的话。
So the master of the heavens of earth wants the servants of the world to listen to him.
我们今天一定要很警醒的，不要自以为有智慧。
So today we have to be very alert and be watchful that we do not think we are wise.
因为箴言它提醒我们。
Because in Proverbs it reminds us.
我们看一下箴言。
Let's refer to Proverbs.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
箴言第三章第七节说，不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏神，远离恶事。
Chapter 3, verse 7, Proverbs, Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
这个特别提到说不要自以为有智慧，就是说我们人往往有，如果有一些才能的时候，我们可能就心里面高傲。
And here it says, Do not be wise in our own eyes. And whenever humans have wealth, they will become proud.
因为人很容易就依靠自己的聪明，这第五节所说的。
Because just like as in verse 5, people will try to lean on their own understanding.
那自以为有智慧之后，那个心会偏斜。
And if we become wise in our own eyes, we will deviate.
那这个心一偏出去的时候，就忘记了我们人在神应该有的谦卑了。在神面前应该有谦卑。
And so we should be humble in before God.
所以现在神他提醒我们。
So God is reminding us now.
不要想说哈，不要去站错位置，以为我们人可以跟神同等。
Do not try to be equaled with God.
我们现在看回来以赛亚书四十八章。
Let's go back to 48th chapter of Isaiah.
我们再来看第一节。
Verse 1.
雅各家称为以色列名下，从犹大水源出来的，当听我言。你们指着神的名起誓，提说以色列的神，却不凭诚实，不凭公义。
Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and have come forth from the wellsprings of Judah, who swears by the name of the Lord, and make mention of God of Israel, but not in truth and in righteousness.
第二节，他们自称是圣城的人，所依靠的是名为万军之主以色列的神。
Verse 2, for they call themselves after the holy city, and lean on the God of Israel, the Lord of hosts is his name.
这里第一节说的雅各家称为以色列名下的，他说从犹大水源出来的，或者有一个翻译是说从犹大腹中肚腹当中生出来的。
The part where verse 1 says that the house of Jacob come forth from the wellsprings of Judah. Another translation is coming forth from the womb.
这个就是意思就是说，这个是称为以色列名下的这些后代子孙呐。
It means that the offsprings of the house of Jacob or Israel.
这些人他们是会指着神的名起誓的，会提说以色列的神，就是说他们会用神的名字来做些事情的。
So these people swear by the name of the Lord and make mentions of God, and they will do things according to the name of the Lord.
可是他们却不会忠于，不会对神忠实，而且也对神也没有公义。
But they do not treat God in truth or in righteousness.
就是说对神是不诚实的，就是不是一直都是很听神的话，很敬畏神的。
So it means that they're not fearful of God and they're not truthful toward God.
有时候甚至想要欺骗神的。
Even sometimes they want to deceive God.
那这些人呢，他们自称是圣城的人。
And these people call themselves as the people of the city, the holy city.
那这个称为圣城，就是在耶路撒冷出生的。
It means that they are born in Jerusalem.
那在耶路撒冷城里面有圣殿呢。
And in the holy city, there is the temple of God.
这个城是神立民的居所。
And this city is the place of dwelling of God.
那他们说依靠的是名为万军之主以色列的神。
And they lean on the God of Israel, the Lord of hosts.
所以他们知道说，他们这位神是很有能力的。
They do know,
带领他们打胜仗的。
They do know this God is all powerful and lead them into a victory in battles.
可是他们是对神却是不忠实，而且是对神不公义。
But they do not treat God truthfully or faithfully or righteously.
那这个叫做顽梗悖逆。
That means they are the rebellious and the stubborn people.
他们自称是圣城的人，表示说他们希望能够得到神的祝福，
call,
成为这个神的百姓是很有权利的。
They call themselves after the holy city or call themselves the chosen people of God because they think they're powerful.
但是就是他们是会有得到很多恩典，
or they may receive a lot of grace from God.
可是他们却不愿意付出，不愿意顺服神能够俯伏在神的脚前来听从神的引导。
But they do not obey God's commandments and listen to his ways.
也就是说这群人是 想要享受成为神子民的权利，可是又不愿意付出应该有的责任或是义务。
That means to say they want to enjoy the privilege of the chosen people of God, but they do not want to do what they're supposed to do.
那这个就是在提醒今天有些称为敬拜神的，甚至真教会的这些信徒。
So this is to remind us today, even we the belong who belong to the true church of God.
我们今天说圣城是谈到真教会啊。
We say that the holy city refers to the true church.
我们今天称为圣城的人呢、啊，属真教会的信徒。
And we who are called by the after the holy city.
我们所倚靠的真的也是这位万军的神。
We also rely on this true God.
但是现在。神的话语是跟我们说要注意听神所讲的。
But when God wants us,
神提醒我们。
But what God reminds us to listen carefully to what He says.
这是神他看到我们的内心。
Because God sees our hearts, inner hearts.
第三节说，早先的事我从古时就说明，已经出了我的口，也是我所指示的。我忽然行作，事就成就了。
Verse 3 says, I have declared the former things from the beginning. They went forth from my mouth, and I caused them to hear it. Suddenly I did them, and they came to pass.
也就是说神已经预言这个事，这个历史要怎么演变。
So it says that God already made the history to do what it's supposed to do.
显明的国度要遭遇什么事情。
And to display how the kingdom of God will.
神的计划已经向百姓说明了。
And his plan he has already made known to us.
所以神他所指示的事就一定会这样成就。
So whatever he declared, it will happen.
在人都还不知道说，这个时候成就的时候，事就这样成了。
So before
出乎人的意料之外的。
Before we know, the things will come to pass.
那第四节说，因为我素来知道你是顽梗的，你的颈项是铁的，你的额是铜的。
Verse 4, because I knew that you were obstinate and your neck was an iron sinew and your brow bronze.
就是说这个人的是顽梗悖逆，就是不愿意顺服神。
It means that the people would not submit to God.
就不听。
Do not listen to him.
那所以神现在就先把这个事情，以后发生的事情先告诉他们。
So he has told us what will happen in the future.
这些事情是偶像不会知道的。
And these things the idols will not know.
所以神就说，我现在先把你们讲清楚，以后你们再不会说，这些事情发生是按照偶像所预言的。
So God tells us first so that they will not proclaim that the idol knows it.
那所以我们如果看第八节。
If we look at verse 8.
你未曾听见，未曾知道，你的耳朵从来未曾开通。我原知道你行事极其诡诈，你自从出胎以来，变成为悖逆的。
Surely you did not hear, surely you did not know, surely from long ago your ear was not open, for I knew that you would deal very treacherously and were called a transgressor from the womb.
也就是说，人有时候会自以为聪明，说：“哦，这个我都知道。”
So people would always say, "I know this."
其实是不知道的。没有神告诉我们，我们怎么人怎么知道
？In fact, if God did not tell us, we wouldn't know.
有些人他们不相信神。
Some people they wouldn't believe in God.
有人相信神的不相信圣经。
Or they believe in God, they do not believe in the Bible.
然后就说，我知道世界发生什么事情，怎么样一回事。
And they will say, I know what's going to happen.
其实那个是圣经讲的话。
But in fact, the Bible already told us.
但是不相信神的人，不相信圣经，也会说我知道，好像我自己本来就知道。
And even those who do not believe in God or the Bible, they will say, I know what's going to happen.
其实是看圣经来的。
In fact, they saw what the Bible says.
所以这个神事先就告诉我们，就提醒我们说，不要自以为聪明，说这个事情我本来就知道，我早就知道了。
So actually, God already tells us that don't be wise in your own eyes.
这就是人内心的诡诈跟那个悖逆。
This is how the people would act treacherously.
所以。今天神对我们说话。
So when God is talking to us today,
我们不能够成为诡诈的，不能够成为诡诈的。
We should not become treacherous.
我们不要再成为悖逆的。
And we should not become rebellious.
所以神他现在特别要这些百姓注意听。
And God wants the people to listen carefully.
那其实，在责备选民他们的顽梗。
It is to remind or warn the people of their rebellion.
所以其实神已经预告说，你们不听话会被掳去。
And God already told them, if you do not listen or obey me, you will be captured.
但是后来神又 要把那个余剩的把再把它归回来，让他们再把他们领回。
But God will collect the remnants and bring them back.
这个是说明神的刑罚跟神的拯救了嘛。
This is to explain the judgment of God and His salvation.
那他的拯救，你看这个就在第九节特别说：“我为我的名暂且忍怒，为我的颂赞向你容忍，不将你剪除。”
And in terms of salvation, in verse 9 says, "For my name's sake, I will defer my anger, and for my praise, I will restrain from you, so that I do not cut you off."
哦，所以这里要提到说，这位神哦，他是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
So it tells us that God is merciful and
神不轻易发怒
，righteous, and He does not anger easily.
神他行事是按照他的计划的。
And whatever he does, it is according to his plan.
所以等到时候满足的时候，你看神啊，他就要执行审判。
When the time is fulfilled, then he will exercise his judgment.
那其实你看神他对这一群他的选民，一直都是存着一个用意，就是要熬炼他们，把他们的杂质除去。
So towards his people, he is trying to refine them so that their filth can be purged out.
神，你看他向我们在提出以后会发生的事情的时候
，So when God is telling us what's going to happen in the future，
他基本上是要我们明白他的心意。
He wants us to understand His mind。
他是圣洁的神。
He is a holy God。
他希望他的选民也是圣洁。
He wants His people to be holy。
他是公义的。
He is righteous。
所以他期待这些百姓对他也都是公义的。
He also wants the people to treat Him righteously。
而且是很诚实的。
And truthfully。
哦，所以这就是神。他借着不同的这个苦难呢，熬炼他们，让他们把这些不顺从的这个心啊，悖逆的这种罪性，然后除掉。
So with all the afflictions, he will refine his people to be as gold.
那我们如果看第十节
，If we look at verse 10,
我熬炼你，却不像熬炼银子；你在苦难的炉中，我就拣选你。
Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction.
我们中文第十节啊，你在苦难的炉中，我拣选你啊。其实，在英文就讲的比较清楚，意思就是我考验你，我试炼你。
So in Chinese version, it actually says, "In the furnace of affliction, I have chosen you."
哦，但其实真的意思是考验。
But the true meaning is tested you.
所以你看，神现在熬炼他的百姓。让他们遇到灾难。
So when God is testing His people, when they face afflictions,
就好像慢慢放在这个火炉里面。
It's just as they have been put in the furnace.
那这个火炉哦是苦难。
And the furnace is furnace of affliction.
就好像你看，他们出埃及以前，整个亚伯兰的子孙就在埃及的铁炉里面受苦。
Just as the descendants of Abraham, they were put into the iron furnace.
哦，然后他们在那边哀哀叫啊。
They were crying.
啊，那神就把他们叫出来了，带出来了。
And then God took them out.
哦，那现在神让他的百姓在旷野也是在考验他们。
So in the wilderness, God also tested them.
哦，所以那个《申命记》第八章。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 8,
申命记第八章
Deuteronomy chapter 8,
在旷野那个日子，神就是要苦念他们，试炼他们。
So in the days in the wilderness, God wants to try them and test them.
八章的第二节
chapter 8 verse 2,
你要纪念主你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦念你，试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness in to humble you and test you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
第三节说，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠主口里所出的一切话。
Verse 3, so he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know the man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
你看这里特别提到说神在试炼百姓。
So here it mentions how God tested the people.
就是要把他们杂质除掉而已了。
It is to purge out their filth.
最重要就是要让他们愿意来听神的话。
Most importantly, he wants them to obey his words.
肯守他的诫命。
And to obey his commandments.
就是说神说的，他们就去做。
Meaning whatever God says, they will do.
神说不要做的，他们真的可以不做。
And whatever God tells them not to do, they shall not do.
所以神熬炼百姓啊，他说其实不像是熬炼银子一样，如果熬炼银子，全部把他们融光光了。
So it says that God does not test them, refine them as silver, because that would be all melted out.
所以这个神特别说啊，这个就是神真的是有怜悯的神。
So God is really merciful.
所以他兴起这个外邦啊，打他们，打了会行就好了。
So God only brings forth the foreign nation to wake them up.
哦，所以你看一个有智慧聪明人，就是会听神的话，会知道神的意思。
So those who has wisdom and understanding, they will understand what God means.
神点到了，哦，就知道了，啊，赶快改变。
So when it just get to the point, then they'll return.
不要等到这个真的已经全部都被打得遍体鳞伤了才说，哦，我愿意屈服在神面前。
And we shall not wait until we are totally destroyed, then we only listen.
哦，所以我们看第十二节。
Verse 12.
雅各我所遣召的以色列啊，当听我言，我是主，我是首先的，也是末后的。
Verse 12 of Isaiah 48. Listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am He. I am the first. I am also the last.
啊，这里就是特别强调说，其实我们今天啊，都是神所选召的人。
So here tells us that all of us today here are those who are being called.
这位首先的也是末后的，就是天地唯一的真神，他这样子向我们提出一个警告。
And here the God of the first and the last is proclaiming his warning to us.
他也是很有慈爱的，要我们注意听他所讲的话。
And he's also very merciful and loving. He wants us to listen to him.
他就说，这一切那个天地的根基。诸天都是他铺张，他创作的。
He tells us that he has laid the foundation of the earth and stretched out the heavens.
真的，这一切都是掌握在神手上。
And everything is in the hands of God.
他是首先的，他是末后的，表示他是自由拥有的嘛。
He's the first and the last means he's.
那今天
he is who he is.
他需要我们能够真的存一个敬畏的心，听他的话语。
And today he just wants us to have a fearful heart to listen to him.
我们现在来读一下第十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
第十七节，对不起，十七节。
17 instead.
主，你的救赎主，以色列圣者如此说：我是主你的神，教训你，使你得益处，引导你所当行的路。
Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go.
神所给我们这些话，他给我们一个提醒，他也告诉我们应该要做的事，他要给我们一个很明确的方向。
And these words of God, he wants to remind us and he wants to give us the way that, the clear way to go.
他对我们的教训、命令都是让我们得益处的。
His teaching and his commandments is to profit us.
他是要引导我们走他的平安的路的。
He wants to lead us by his peaceful way.
所以你看神哦，他是真的是充满恩典的。
So God is really full of grace.
给我们的话是让我们得福的。
Whatever he gives us, the word is to give us blessings.
看九十四篇诗篇。
Let's look at Psalm 94.
诗篇九十四篇
，Psalm 94，
九十四篇我们来读第十二节哈。
Let's read verse 12。
九十四篇的十二节，主啊，你所管教的，用律法所教训的人是有福的。
Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law。
第十三节
，Verse 13，
你使他在遭难的日子得享平安，唯有恶人陷在所挖的坑中。
That you may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit is dug for the wicked.
十四节
14.
因为主必不丢弃他的百姓， 也不离弃他的产业。
For the Lord will not cast off His people, nor will He forsake His inheritance.
这就是神他给我们教训，为我们得，要让我们 得恩典，得好处。
This is a teaching that He's giving us so that we can obtain His benefits.
他绝对不会丢弃他的百姓。
He would not forsake His people.
神要他们这些百姓顺服他，能够听他的话。
And God only wants His people to obey Him.
所以他会引导我们走平安的路啊。
So He will lead us into the path of peace.
你看这些神所选召的人是何等有福。
So those who are being chosen are so blessed.
那我们能够来满足神的心意。
So let us satisfy the will of God.
他向我们这样的呼喊。
He has called upon us.
要我们注意听他的话。
So that we can listen to His words.
然后我们最后来看以赛亚书48章。
Let's finally look at Isaiah 48.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
这是神的心意。
This is the mind and heart of God.
甚愿你素来听从我的命令，你的平安就如河水，你的公义就如海浪。
Oh, that you had heeded my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea.
十九节说，你的后裔也必多如海沙，你腹中所生的也必多如沙粒，他的名在我面前必不减除，也不灭绝。
19, your descendants also would have been like the sand, and the offspring of your body like the grains of sand. His name would not have been cut off, nor destroyed from before me.
今天我们是神所选召的。
Today we have been chosen by God.
让我们都来听从神的话语。
Let's all listen to His words.
我们的平安就像河水，永不断绝。
Our peace is just like the river, we will not cut off.
公义像海浪。
It's the righteousness will be like the waves.
就是一直来的，就是不会中断的，不会停止的。
It means it will keep coming and it will not stop.
我们坐在海边去看那个大海，那个海浪，我们就可以感受到这个海浪永不停息。
If we look at the waves of the sea, the waves will never cease.
每一个时间点都在动。
And in every point of time, it's moving.
海浪总是一波的来。
And the waves keeps coming one by one.
所以我们今天愿意听神的话的。
So today, if we are willing to listen to His words,
平安公义就如河水海浪滔滔，永不中断。
The peace and righteousness would be like the river and the waves of the sea.
这个平安跟公义也是神宝座的根基，是神福气的源头。
And the peace and righteousness is also the source of blessing from God.
那我们的后裔，你看也能够像海沙这么多。
And our descendants shall be like the sand.
也就是说，神的国度一定会增长，得到荣耀。
It means the kingdom of God will grow and be glorified.
神的名不会被剪除，就是神的 后代、一定会发展让神的名得荣耀。
And His name will not be cut off because His descendants will glorify Him.
我们今天如果愿意都来听神的话，我们的教会就发展。
If today we are willing to listen to His words, our church will develop and grow.
让我们都能够来听神的话。
Let's all listen to His words.
接受他的引导。
And to receive His guidance.
一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymns.
464首。436。
436。
436首。
436。